It's time for politics.
I had two things that really popped up to the top of my Twitter feeds, actually, I think it was, or maybe it was just my news feed in general, that were both politics related. The first one, I love John Oliver. Let me just start off by saying that. He's probably the Englishman that's done more for this country since George Washington.
Yeah, he's the affirmative action for Englishmen, yes.
Yeah, like, that guy, I don't know. Andre, maybe you're not a big John Oliver fan. Maybe you haven't watched a lot of his show. I love the way that he goes about things. It's like he took what he learned on The Daily Show and said, let's go to HBO and we're going to make a really great show where we just do these deep dives and we actually spend a ridiculous amount of money and time researching and providing all of the evidence to go along with this. And then we're going to wrap it all up with a ridiculous number, like dance and song number with like elephants and mascots and all this stuff.
Like I said, I have his stamps if you ever want to see them.
This week, John Oliver went and bought a bunch of online data, internet data, like browser history, all of that stuff, from a not so like reputable source, but in a perfectly legal way.
It is reputable.
Okay, well, it's reputable in the fact that it's legalized shadiness and all of that, but yeah. And he is now literally blackmailing Congress to pass laws to prevent him from releasing this information in an attempt to get them to then protect all of us, which I think is a pretty brilliant way about trying to go about and do this.
It is completely brilliant.
Now you see why I love Stephen Colbert.
But I'm going to call his bluff.
Go for it.
I don't think he'll do it.
I think he will.
So, I don't think he will. He's holding all the cards. I think that there's...
what is to stop him? Like, why do you think he wouldn't
posturing.
Do it?
Because there's no upside to him releasing any of that information.
What's the downside?
Everything. Like, you want to talk, like, they will figure out a way to, well, they're, it's not really a downside because that's.
And that's my point, is I don't think he has anything to lose.
It's a dangerous, yeah. Well, like Warner Brothers or whoever owns HBO today, I think the merger just went through with Discovery, so I don't know who owns them anymore. But there's a lot of downside there.
Well, it was AT&T, but AT&T no longer owns that.
Yeah, they just sold them to, or they just merged, or they merged part of their company with Discovery. There's a lot of downside corporately, but again, that's why I'm saying it could be upside, right? Like, how intertwined is our government with corporate entities to, they would push a play and like, push back?
I guess I just feel like if that were the case, wouldn't they have stopped him before he got to this point?
No, because they didn't know about it. I think legit, he got to that
point. But how would they
not
know about it?
How would they
because
know?
Because
most
people
HBO
don't know
is going to publish the episode without knowing what it is that he's
because
doing.
Unless
it's
you're
not
a
live show.
Dude. You don't need clearance for that because that's part of the First Amendment, right?
No, that's part of the First
Amendment.
That's
actually true.
What?
No,
okay,
legit,
please explain.
Like if,
I don't
there,
understand.
It's a critique of our government, right? So they, if I was congressman or speaker of the or speak or House representative, blah.
Yep.
There's nothing I can do to like probably challenge that to block them from like releasing that episode.
Okay.
There's like I like legit. So I think he got to this point in good faith and with a clear like path. Everything else after that gets kind of murky. So I think there could be both an upside and a downside to what happens next.
But so you think that if he releases the data that there would be potentially some sort of retaliation from members of Congress?
Oh. All day.
And that would just be okay, that people in general would just be like, well, that sucks, but you kind of did that to yourself.
I'm saying it's an upside and a downside. I don't know what the outcome would be. I just don't think that it's that clean cut is what I'm saying.
I guess I just I don't know, man. There's been so much stuff that he has researched and reported on in the past that I feel like if there were that type of pressure or that ability to censor him in that way, that it already would have occurred. Not necessarily with this specific stuff.
So give me an example.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Joe. You had a good example there.
I forget the gentleman's name, but it's the gentleman in like Texas. He's up to a lot of shady shit, and something to do with a school, if I remember correctly. It's like they were fracking right next to a school, within like way too close for legal limits. And when he heard about that, he did a whole segment on it, and then actually led to the gentleman, lack of their, like, not really gentleman, I just say that by proxy. The guy tried to sue HBO and John Oliver for hearsay.
Oh, and coal tycoon Bob Murray.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to sue him for hearsay.
Chris is like, fact check.
No, I looked it up.
I know what I'm saying. I just don't remember
right.
the names.
You're right.
I think he tried to sue him like three times for hearsay, but they finally got like knocked down, and he lost that dispute, and the entire fracking site was shut down.
Okay, so again, like, hear me out. Listen to what I'm saying specifically, like clearly.
He called him a geriatric Dr. Evil.
I'm trying to, but your energy is so low here. You're like, you're so defeated. Come on.
I'm not defeated.
Shotgun some pickle shots. Get up there.
I swear to God, I will punch you right through the end. <But hear me out. laughs> My point being is, like, that is a really risky gamble.
It is.
And I'm just, I'm not saying, like, there's a definite upside. I'm not saying there's a definite downside. But I'm saying, like, it's murky enough to where it's, like, somebody's going to pull the plug on that. Somebody will.
I think that, to some degree, John Oliver's popularity supports his ability to do that. Yeah. Like, I think it protects him to a certain degree.
I don't agree with that.
I feel like we're getting to V for Vendetta.
Oh,
territory.
My God. I was just going to say that. Andre,
I'm
you see V for
I'm
Vendetta,
waiting for somebody
right?
to tackle him in his own show and then beat him up to death in a corner of, like, some dungeon.
Yeah, I don't think it's that heavy. But
no,
I
mean, obviously. There's not that level of, like, jackboot in the United States. Like,
I'm just saying, like, I think it's a good bluff. I think it's a good, like, he's pulling their chain a little bit. And that's fine. I don't think it's going to be it's not realistic or plausible to say that he can get the outcome he's looking for, basically.
Not alone. I'll agree to that, but
not even with, like, masses supporting him.
He's the media, dude. Enough attention
is
something.
Are you kidding me? We literally just watch, or, like, in general, we watch the U.S. Senate, like, Judiciary Committee, shit all over a very well-qualified person. And nothing's happened to those senators. They've not been recalled. Like, there's a fine line of what should be expected and what actually happens in our country's reality. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Like, the questions that they asked the Supreme Court justice, they eclipsed. What was Drinky Boy's name?
Brett Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh. They eclipsed that. And nothing's happened. There's not one governor that said, hey, we want to recall our representative.
Can you do that at the Senate level? Can you recall a senator?
I believe you can.
Okay. I was just curious. I literally didn't know. I've been curious.
That's how well our educational system is.
Well, yeah. Thanks, senior year, ELPSA.
So that's my point. So we literally watched this as a country. We watched that happen. And not one governor stood up and said, "Nah, that's not our guy." Like, that's why I'm saying I understand what you're. I don't disagree with. I think he's bluffing. He's not going to do shit, basically. And if he does, nothing's going to happen.
I'm glad you two of you are drinking already, because this entire conversation makes me wish I had a drink.
Well, you shouldn't be drinking anyway, DUI. Yeah. So my point, but you see what I'm saying? It's great television. It gets people talking about it, but nothing happens after the fact. And that is a damning thing about our country.
I don't know. I will be curious to see. I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to release it, but I don't think that John Oliver is that hesitant to do that as you seem to think he would be.
Does John Oliver have dual citizenship?
I have no idea.
You can't.
I don't think
I
so.
Don't think he,
I think
don't
he's
think
a British
have
citizen.
Dual citizenship. Yeah.
You can have both.
You have have like a really valid reason for it, though.
Well, I remember when he started the show, he wasn't a U.S. citizen yet. And I think he may have became one throughout it. Anyway, look that up. See if he's dual citizen, because he might just freaking drop the narrative and run away.
Oh, he's still a...
He became a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. He denounces...
In 2019, since 2014.
Most popular Englishman in the world just turned his back on his own flag. That's such an American thing to do.
They're such a loser country. I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to start smoke with the UK. But I think that, like again, don't take what I'm saying out of context.
No, I'm...
Hats off to him for doing it, right? Yeah. But I think he's... Jesus, come on, Smoke King.
We
got
little kids
bluffing.
Watching this show, Joe. You're setting a bad
this
example.
This isn't my ass.
I think he's bluffing at the highest level on what he does next. I don't think he's built like that.
All right. Well, we'll find out. I mean, one way or the other.
No, do you think he's built like that?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's
pushed.
Okay, so John Oliver, here's my question, dudes. Like, I don't think you're built like that. Chris thinks you're built like that. You let us know. Like, what's your deadline? Like, what did he give a deadline?
I don't know. I didn't even watch the episode.
Okay.
I don't have HBO Max.
Go to YouTube. The video is on YouTube.
Yeah, so we got to figure out, because I don't think he's built like that. If he was like really, if he didn't care about the up or downside on this, he's really quote unquote blackmailing them, because every term in that headline was like, it was cause to like expect an action, mm-hmm. right? I don't think he's built like that. If he was, he'd be like, okay, I'm gonna drip this here, and nothing.
Come on, probing. You'll just see the reactions just to garner attention to show he's serious. What if he's banking on the fact they don't take him serious and then he's just going to drop it all at once?
I think he's banking like on that. The fact that they are going to take him serious.
I don't think they are.
No, but I think because ultimately it was, if he drips something about somebody, then everybody else feels somewhat insulated because they're like, oh, that's him, that's not me. I think by not releasing any information, it gives, if nothing else, the appearance that, like, who knows who we have information on, right? It could be Kevin McCarthy. It could be Mitch McConnell. It could be, you know.
I bet you, like, 25 cents he's got information on Democrats and no Republicans.
What makes you think that?
It's just my gut. And if he released information, it would be on Democrats.
That's because Republicans use, what is that thing called that everyone uses nowadays?
Truth Social?
No. No. I'm talking about,
oh, wait, that's right. Nobody uses that.
One of the ones, one thing about Shark something. The after the net neutrality thing went kaboot, and then the...
DuckDuckGo.
All these companies start coming out so they can cover your IP address. And, you know,
oh, is Shark VPN?
Yeah, VPNs. That's it. All Republicans have their own state-born VPNs.
No, they don't.
No,
I mean,
because otherwise, freaking Eric Trump Jr. would have been using that instead of texting from his own cell phone about how we control all of the avenues for POTUS to start his second term immediately.
Dude, just because you have a condom doesn't mean you're going
to
use it.
Those guys are not smart enough to like. I mean, no, like stop.
Mitch McConnell doesn't know what a VPN is. Anyways,
he probably thinks
he's
waiting for
his turtle food
very
to come in.
Well, yeah, he knows exactly what that N stands for.
Yeah, he's a racist position. I really want to believe that John Oliver is built like that. I just don't. He ain't built like that.
I mean, I understand. I do. I really do. I get that. That's how you feel. I hope that you are wrong, not because I want you to be wrong, but because I don't think that the Republicans are going to do anything to act on this, and I hope that they ultimately pay a price. And not even – I should – let me take that back. I don't think that Congress is going to act on this, not just Republicans. I don't think that Congress, Democrat and Republican, are going to do anything about this, because ultimately they don't see it as a problem for them. They see it as a problem for us on the backside of everything. And so – I hope that they ultimately pay the price for this if that's the way that it's going to go.
When I first saw that article, I was like, yo, I wonder where he got it from, right?
Yeah.
I have a pretty good idea. I wonder what information he was able to get. I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
So John Oliver paid for somebody to take the cookies. And, like, it's a whole different game to put the cookies out there, man. Look at your boy,
Snowden?
Snowden.
How did I know?
Dude's still, like, hiding out. He's, like, hiding out in Russia.
In jail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They extradited him.
Yeah.
I mean, our government's kind of shady like that.
Well, they're very shady like that. I have no arguments against that. I don't know.
So if you got the cookies, you spill the cookies. I mean, like.
But don't you think they'd come after him if they thought he had the cookies? Even if they thought there was a small chance that he wasn't going to.
But then that would prove the Illuminati is real.
They think he's bluffing. And that's why I'm telling.
And that's why I'm hoping he's not.
Yeah, hope is not a strategy, son.
Anarchy is the purest form of freedom.
Anyways. All right, so this one hurts me a little bit, I'll be honest. Only because there was a single, like, three-month period where I liked Bo Hines.
You like boys?
Because, just hold on, let me explain. We were not boys. But he played wide receiver at NC State for one season as a freshman. We did not have many wide receivers that season. Bo Hines was a very reliable receiver. He caught, like, this insane touchdown catch against Florida State at one point where, like, he threw him the ball and he just ran down the field. He's like this white guy outrunning everybody. It was ridiculous. Like yeah, okay. Anyways, now
you're mansplaining to us. You're mansplaining other men. What the hell?
Right after that, he leaves to go to Yale. Right? He's like, I'm leaving NC State. I'm going to Yale because I want to get in. I want to get a law degree. That'll help me get into politics where I can help people.
Where did he get his law degree from again?
I think it was Yale.
No, it was Wake Forest.
Oh, that's right. He went to Wake Forest. No. You're absolutely right. Thank you. Went to Yale. Didn't get his law degree from there. Then went to Wake Forest. So, Wake Forest, you're mostly to blame for this. No, not really. This dude's a piece of... Like, I was this close to putting that out there on Twitter under the official Chris and Andre show, but I will do it on the official Andre and Chris podcast. I don't know why I backed up our names there. Andre feels this way more than I do, so I'm just voicing his opinion. No, this is my opinion. This article in Politics NC, which is a site I've never heard of before. It was just an opinion piece, but it basically talks about Bo Hines as the supreme optimist.
Opportunist.
He's not an optimist. That's me. Yeah. No, so he's been, like, shopping around to different districts in North Carolina trying to find,
dude,
where can I win the best?
He's gone from the east to the west coast of the state.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
No, I mean, and now he's, like, in the south... east, just south of Raleigh, in Johnston County. Johnston County with a T. But yeah, basically, he got Trump's endorsement at the Selma rally this past
weekend. What type of endorsement?
Ringing endorsement, I guess you would say.
No, it was a complete and total endorsement.
Yeah. This dude, I mean, I'm telling you, like, this guy's a piece of. And I've been trying to watch my profanity a little bit on here, but this guy makes it really hard for me to do that. It has nothing to do with the 2.5 years I've had.
Just two and a half?
That's not even DUI level yet.
I was actually trying to... I was going to watch or actually get all the North Carolina Senate candidates' videos, the commercials. And I was like, now they all make me sick.
Yeah.
Here's what I will say. Bo Hines is the least, well, he's no different than the other GOP, Trumpian, racist pieces of that are running for office.
He's Madison Cawthorn, not in a wheelchair.
Well,
that's not like a knock on people in wheelchairs. I'm just saying.
That guy's such a douche.
Yeah.
He's making new strides for wheelchair people in the worst ways.
One thing I picked up from all the especially the GOP commercials, you got the dude running around on the border with a gun.
Yep.
He's saying this is Biden's fault.
Yep.
That was Trump's fault. Yep. The border has been an issue. Number one, we don't live in the Southwest. The border doesn't touch North Carolina.
Right.
Bo Hines, his latest commercial, the entire color scheme is blue.
Yep.
To trick people to think he's a Democrat.
Yeah. That's a common theme, by the way.
And yes, three out of four of the Republican candidates in the state of North Carolina, their color scheme is blue. So all I will say is what I've been saying for like at least 2 years now. Yo, stop paying attention to all the noise and pay attention to what's happening in your local politics and get better at that. Because Madison Cawthorn doesn't happen with people being like actually educated about what's happening.
Yeah.
Bo Hines is not a conversation. The other Bud something. I don't remember his name. But they're all a bunch of douchebags.
Huh.
And what the hell is conservative North Carolina values? What the fuck does that mean? Nice way of
saying traditional values. Family values, meaning one man, one woman who get divorced, and then he marries another woman, and
who's 10 years or 15 years younger than you.
Well, she might only be 16, but they moved to Tennessee before they got married, so that's okay. By the way, and not to like completely derail this, but you did see Marsha Blackburn arguing that Tennesseans want a border, a wall on their southern border.
That's Alabama, right?
Yeah, like Alabama, Mississippi. I said you might as well put one on the western part of your state, too, because we don't want that craziness coming over here.
I tell you, and I don't want to derail this either, but I just want to drop this little nugget. And maybe this could be a clip. If you're a Republican voter, if you vote for the GOP and that's your bag, not going to knock you. Ask yourself a question, especially if you're in the Southeast. Why is it that so many of the dollars that operate your state come from the federal government? And number two, ask yourself, why is it that the GOP doesn't want to change tax laws?
Oh, but they do. Now they want to tax the middle class because the middle class isn't paying their fair share.
Oh, okay.
We've been getting away with it for too long. I'm lumping myself in with the middle class, even though, like, I'm probably at the very lower end, if not the higher end of low class. I mean, my shirt says it all, right?
Yeah. Somebody like me had to buy you a KitchenAid. God.
So
to be fair, I had a knockoff before you bought me that.
You should have never
owned a knockoff. So my point being is the reason they don't want to raise taxes is because they've given so many tax credits to the companies or the organizations that have been there for generations. Literally. And they keep them in office. Not so they can develop new businesses in your states. The tax game is broken for middle class people, period.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give you, like, the Southeast especially, most states in the Southeast, for every dollar we spend, I'm sorry, for the money we spend, most of that money is coming from the federal budget, period. North Carolina is, like, on that list also. So lower taxes doesn't mean that it's lower taxes for you and I, middle class America. It means lower taxes for companies that we've grandfathered in or we've given some type of tax break to. We don't have to, you know, make our environment better for new jobs.
Pay them Twinkies.
Like the atrocity that, which is this Vietnamese electric, you know, car company that's coming to Lee County. That's asinine.
What did they get, like a $2 billion or 20-year tax deferment or something like that? No, that was Apple, right?
That's Apple. And I can't remember the name of the company.
Like, at that point, why just throw all the taxes? Throw all taxes out of the way if you're going to do that.
Well, you can't do that entirely because then you'd
20-year?
Yeah.
No 20 taxes?
Years, you don't have to pay taxes to us.
God.
So the Southeast, when you say these conservative North Carolinian values, I don't know what the I really don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
You're talking about stills in the backyard, NASCAR, marrying your sister,
hiring one color person per company.
First of all, if you call me colored, I'm kicking your ass. Like, that's automatically
hey,
a size
clear,
12.
Joe said that, not me.
And Joe was
you
quoting
call me colored.
A racist fire chief he had who said that to him directly.
Yo, I'm sorry, man. Like, I'll be the first person to tell you that I don't, a job doesn't mean that much to me. If you come out of the zone with me, that's your ass, you know?
Oh, yeah, it pissed me off, too, but I'm like, this is the best, it was the best paying fire gig in the entire county. So I just had to, you know, buckle down and be like, well, I'll just do my job and shut the fuck up.
I'll dig into my savings to beat somebody's ass.
You have to have, savings to beat somebody's ass.
I will dig into my savings. Really like, I'm good for 2 years. I think I'll be all right. But the Bo Hines problem is it's a problem that it's embarrassing.
It is.
Like, it's embarrassing. But those are the candidates that they're running.
Do you think it's the signifier of what's more to come?
Until it proves that it's not a winning strategy, yes. I think that's the problem. Is that, I mean, look at Herschel Walker in Georgia, right? And I know this pains Andre to bring this up because we've...
Yeah, Herschel Walker's a sellout.
Now I gotta...
Uncle Tom.
I gotta...
Couch.
Oh, my God.
On some...
Do you know how long it's been since I had to edit this anything out? Like, no, but I mean, like, dude, you saw he literally skipped the GOP debate.
Because he can't talk.
Well, yeah, I know. He doesn't know the difference between CRT and CTR.
CTR.
Yeah, click through rate.
What's wrong with you?
We should have all LED TVs, no CRT TVs.
I just can't, man. So on our way to the baby shower, my wife's gonna get pissed at this. We see 3 4x4s with Trump flags, like,
yeah,
because he had a
rally,
a rally in Selma.
Selma. Right?
And she goes, I want to wave with them. Like, you better not wave with them. She rolls the window down. Woo! I was like, yo.
Were they upset?
No. No, they were like, woo! Yeah, blew their horns and everything. I'm like, God.
We're not racist.
They're the most ignorant pieces of and they're most of them are dumb.
Well, that's, yeah, that's what he's counting on.
They're dumb. They're stupid. They're stupid. They don't know. They couldn't explain to me our anything related to civics in this country.
RSBN can't find people at these rallies to interview that don't sound like morons. Like, it's not just Jordan Klepper going up and interviewing these people and like, oh yeah, this is what we got that was the funniest of what we got. Which, to be fair, I'm pretty sure he's even like, okay, we can't put that on TV.
Right.
But RSBN, like the right side broadcasting news or whatever it is, RSNB, I don't know. They are interviewing people. Did you see the clip where they're interviewing this family and he's like, what are you most excited to see? And the little kid's like, Joe Biden!
I can't, man, I can't. I just can't, man. But I want to be very equal with the love. Democrats are stupid too.
Yeah, they are. No, I mean, like, that's we have reduced ourselves to a level of baseness in this country when it comes to our politics. And this is where I think like the cancel culture and the bro culture and the other stuff that we talked about earlier all kind of wraps up into this, where people just want to feel like they're part of a group that's right. You know, like, and they're so desperate for it that they don't bother to fact check. They don't bother to use any level of critical thinking. Yep. You know,
which is why I'm a huge advocate of clown porn because no one.
I knew, like, he set me up because I was like, "Oh, Joe's going to agree with me and say something meaningful." But no, it all comes back to
No, it's Lemmy logic. So you feel safe and secure if everyone else agrees with what you're saying.
Get over that.
So I watched, and we haven't talked about this because it happened. The Carolina game, right? At the start of the season, everybody hit all over Carolina. They made the wrong coaching decision. Right? Whatever. They get to the championship game. They in the half with a 15-point lead, they lose it. You know what happened the next day?
People were calling.
I was upset that night.
Somebody called their mom and told them he needs to quit.
I was like, "Yo, it was a game. They lost.
Yeah, it happens.
Right? Doesn't take any way. It doesn't take anything away from their season. Doesn't take anything away from their program. It doesn't mean that they, you know. It doesn't mean anything more than they just had a bunch of mishaps, like Caleb should have stopped shooting threes. I mean, there's a lot of things that, like, when you look at the detail, you're like, yeah, that should have happened. Manic, like, he really on the last 0.2 of the game, like, slipped and fell. There's a lot of things that just said you lost the game. Yeah. Doesn't take anything away from the program, but I just believe that the way our country's going right now, it's not okay to have an off day. You gotta be like, no, I won, and I won this, or I won, or I lost because somebody took it away from me. No, acknowledge the things that went wrong.
What are we gonna do in 2024 if Trump runs again, and when they tally the votes, he wins, right? Because ultimately, what I fear that's gonna happen is exactly what happened in 2020. Which is that there will be calls from the Democrats that the only reason Trump won was because he stole the election. And there may be some...
2016.
Well, that was 2016 and 2020. I'm just saying, from either side. I'm not, you know... But, yeah, I mean, even in 2016, there were calls that, you know, the whole Russian interference in it. And it's like, okay, maybe Russia did run some campaigns on Facebook. Maybe they did do certain things here and there, but like,
sure.
At the end of the day, like, Trump won the electoral vote, right?
You want to hear like a fun fact?
Yes, I do. I love fun facts.
Is it really fun? It's not fun. It's depressing.
Fun fact: more white women voted for Trump in 2020
than they did in 2016. Yeah, I was one of them.
Want to hear another?
No, I'm just kidding.
Want to hear another fun fact? For the outrage this country has with what they see as misogynist, racist, bigoted, white supremacist, opportunist piece of crap, and his cronies, and the people that associate with his party, mm-hmm. This country still, at the end of the day, somehow or the other,
functions.
Puts those people in office.
Yeah.
So, those are two fun facts. The reality is, less than 50% of this country is partisan. Both sides combined.
So what are we doing? Democrat,
I mean, you've got fear, you got hope. Right? You get people like ginned up on fear.
Well, you told me earlier you can hope all you want, but hope's not a plan.
It's not a plan at all.
I think we have a culture of just fire and forget mentality. It's like, oh, they're stressful now. Let me go do something to distract from that. You know, hence the television shows, hence going out of bars, just... A lot of people who don't
well, give the a math, damn about the math politics. Says that it's almost it, the math is proving that it's almost impossible unless people that haven't voted in two cycles, right? The math is almost impossible for the GOP to win for the next 20 to 30 years.
Unless they install a bunch of people at the different levels to change the rules and make it so that they can win.
And or you get people that haven't like taken part in the system to vote, like
But how do you do that?
Like what happened with Obama?
You did. Yes. You play.
I'm educated too, bitches. Ow!
So you gotta put a black man on the ticket.
You gotta clip that audio. We need that audio.
Or you basically get people feared. Like the people that voted for Trump are afraid of something. Yeah. Right? You get more people afraid.
Is a good motivational tool.
It's a motivational tool. I would argue that while it may be an effective motivational tool, it's not a good motivational tool.
Sure, nobody's like arguing the to counter that. That's not the point. The point is like you get enough people to be like just in like they just don't care anymore, right?
Yeah,
that would be where it's like, oh, none of it matters.
But isn't that part of the point at the political, like at the federal political level,
Chris,
in general? I'm just,
you got fear, you got hope. You've got fear, you got hope. You've got people still dicking around about.
Guys, let's be serious here. Shit goes real. Just get him a Hummer. I'll put a 3 on the side.
You got people still like losing their shit over college debt. That's not really an argument.
No, right? Just get that deferred. Why are they freaking out about it?
They economic hardship deferred fund. Again. And just, brought everybody that was past due on their college debt current.
I don't know. I mean,
so that you're not past due anymore.
I've deferred my college debt.
Again, the argument is the debt, and that's not the problem, right? That those two things they're not married together.
Right.
And if you continue to do these things, you continue to get people thinking that CRT is really, you know, the boogeyman politics on both sides is annoying.
Yes.
The boogeyman, like,
because it's all ultimately
under your bed,
designed to be a distraction from what's really happening at that level. And that's not like massive conspiracy theory type of thing. It's just that
a fact.
If they get you concerned with that stuff, then as they sit there and argue and argue and argue over those things, you don't notice that they're either not doing the things that they said they were going to do, or they're doing a bunch of shit that they shouldn't be doing in the first place.
Chris, do you believe that babies are born gay? Or racist? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go back to that first one, because I would love to hear what you...
I don't believe that babies are born racist.
Can you define a woman for me?
I know one when I see one.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? These are the conversations...
I can't define a woman, but I know one when I see one. I like that, Joe.
These are the conversations that we're having as a country.
Well...
On the regular.
It's the conversations that certain groups are having on the regular, right? Like, we're not the people who are sitting here having those conversations.
It's fueled by less than 50% of the country.
It is. No, I understand that. Because those are the 50% that participates in the electoral process.
And on top of that, if you look at the representatives in the Senate and the House of Representatives... How many moderates or independent? I'm sorry. How many independents do you have?
They're like none now, right?
Right. There's one in the Senate. And I think there's 4 in the House.
Bernie Sanders isn't even an independent anymore, is he?
Yeah. Well,
man, I need pothead.
Not technically not. So there's like 1 in the Senate and I believe 4 in the House. But most people in the country, or guess what? They're unaffiliated. I just got my voter registration card. You know what it says?
Unaffiliated.
You say TBA?
You know, in Texas, they're trying to get the unaffiliated people to not be able to participate in the primary process.
That actually makes sense.
They've been trying to get that for a while.
That actually makes sense. But you know how you counter that? You have more unaffiliated people run for office. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, sure, I shouldn't be able to vote in a primary for a party I'm not affiliated with. That makes complete sense to me. But why aren't there, if 50% of the country is not affiliated with a party... Why isn't that group represented in our Congress?
You just reminded me. There's they have all the signs going up for commissioner and school board and stuff like that around here. There's this guy Tom Toby.
I saw this when I was leaving.
Yeah,
when I was leaving.
I was just kind of curious, like, what's Tom Toby all about? Because I noticed his name is red on one side of the sign and it's blue on the other. And I looked on his website, and he's like, I'm a, you know, lifelong firefighter, yada, yada, yada. You know, I don't even remember what the rest of it said, but I did go to, like...
Douchebags say they were firefighters or have it tattooed on their arm.
Okay, not the point. But I went to his issues page, right? And I'm, like, scrolling through, trying to get an idea of, like, all right, what's this guy all about? And the thing that jumps out is he's got the preamble in the background. We the people, and it says the federal government should not be mandating our individual freedoms. And we went, oh, smells like a Republican. You can hide all you want, but the freaking, like, I mean, they talk about dog whistles, right? And that is that. I mean, that's, hey, I won't come out and say it, but you know what side I stand on.
this country's got a serious problem with, like, not understanding, like, how this country was founded. It just blows my mind. You know, and I was at one point I was considered 3/5 of a person. So just want to throw that out there to you. But it's like you don't even understand what you're talking about.
You don't have to anymore because they've got talking points for you to parrot. And as long as you, they say the talking points that you agree with, you can feel comfortable voting for them, regardless of what they actually end up doing in office. Regardless of how many violent insurrections they may incite. Regardless of how little they actually do when they have some level of control over the government.
Well, I'm not... I mean, I'll be honest. Like, the Supreme Court nominee, I think that was dope. I really... It's I said the same thing about Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
She's qualified. Like, let's move on. The Supreme Court is irrelevant when you pass good state laws.
Well, but that's the problem.
Like,
is that we've gotten to the point now where there are very few good state laws being passed, and you have...
That's not even really true, because the state laws we're talking about are from Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, like very unpopulated states with the exception of Texas. That's not the nation as a whole's problem. Like, seriously, if you look at it objectively, right, the things that are going to the Supreme Court that are surpassed federal district courts are from a handful of states that suck up all the room in the all the oxygen in the room.
But you know why they're doing that, right?
Or they're testing the limits of the Constitution.
Right, and so then it's states like North Carolina that are purple in voter population but are red when it comes to our state legislation.
Or in culture, yeah.
Why? Gerrymandering?
Yes.
That's the only reason why.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong, but, like, how do we stop that?
We don't
get a voice in that anymore, because no matter how hard we try to...
That's not true.
Well, how do you...
We get an attorney... We elect an attorney general that actually knows the state constitution. Like, that's... I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick.
No,
I mean, Josh Stein is not like a...
Andre, you never have to try, my man.
I know. Well, whatever. Josh Stein is not like Michael Jordan at the courtroom.
No,
right?
I don't disagree with that. I mean, and I don't think that... What's his name? The governor?
Roy Cooper?
Yeah, because he was the attorney general before that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually held off a lot of the BS at the Republicans. And that's the I've always said this. How is it possible there are so many southeastern states or southern states that have Democratic governors but Republican, like,
legislature,
state congress? Yeah. How is that possible?
Call it balance.
Oh, it's gerrymandering. It's like the whole state's like, no, I don't want that. And they're like, no, we're gonna give it.
Yeah,
we're gonna like give it to you.
I don't know.
I mean, so
I'm running
you
out
need
of hope,
it, like,
I guess, is the problem.
Well, stop. I mean, stop being a Democrat.
We'll
just
start
be
talking
an independent.
About consent,
I am an independent.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, the real issue is, like, people have got to start thinking a little, like, think be outside of the problem. And I used to say that to you a lot. The problem is the problem, but you're not going to find the solution only looking at the problem. That sounds very convoluted and stupid, but what if all things were perfect? How do you solve
it? Dude, it makes sense.
What if you had the resources? How would you solve it?
The fire, you know it's there. Go around the damn building. Check what else is damaged.
Yeah, there. Yes. Okay. So, like, if we dumb that down, we got to stop looking at the problem from within the problem and trying to find a solution because we're defeated. And a lot of the things are, you know, I can tell you, like, well, let's get a real attorney general in the state of North Carolina. Like, that would be a solve.
Harvey Dent.
Right? Yeah, because that turns out very well. So my point, like, that's my point. It's like, look, yes, we have problems, but, I mean, President Obama, like, here's something that, like, it kind of proves my point. He won't take credit for Crimea. Right? Even, what, 8 years later, he would have, his words, to paraphrase him, he wouldn't have changed a thing he did. And I still think he's full, like, he f***ed up. And I'm also going to say, we're only talking about Ukraine because of Crimea. Mm-hmm. We only care about Ukraine because there's a lot of people in this country that have people that are of Slavic descent. If we move those same people to Syria, to Northern Africa, yeah, we're not talking about Ukraine.
That's fair.
But I think that historically, and I'm not trying to forgive or give a pass to what's happened, the atrocities in Ukraine. Right. I'm saying that we historically need to start to look at how we solve problems for the betterment of our country and the betterment of people in our global community, and not be so selective in how we aggressively try to solve things.
Yeah.
And I've listened to President Obama speak at the Atlantic Conference a couple times, and I didn't vote for him, but it's just like, dude, own it, yo.
Yeah.
Like, you drew a line, and your boy stepped over the line twice, and we did nothing.
Huh. I mean,
George Bush.
You sat here and said
same like, shit.
Obama was probably one of the least effective presidents that we've had in a very long time, albeit inspirational in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what was really accomplished over those 8 years, right? Other than we didn't have a Republican in the White House,
and everybody felt better.
Yeah, well, America finally made it, right? We got a black president. We can all stop pretending. We can all stop being racist now.
Oh, here's the one. I'm glad you mentioned
that. It got more racist after that, though.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, that's, you know, that narrative right there that you just mentioned?
Yeah.
Right? The first of anything, the first black president, the first Supreme Court, black Supreme Court, whatever, the first anything.
Yeah.
You know what that narrative is primarily driven by? Guess. Won't you honestly guess?
White people. I feel like we're to blame for everything at this point. So,
I'm not.
I'm just fine. It was a joke.
But because this is, for me, it's a serious like talking point, right? That narrative is driven by like white people to make themselves feel better about like the dirty room they have.
Sure.
Right. It's like, look, that doesn't make anything better. The first black president. Like, that's not it's not a win for
2008.
Yeah, 2008. Right?
It took us that long.
So it's like saying the first, Senator Tim Scott is one of the few black senators.
Right.
Well, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, I could fact check myself. He wasn't the first black senator.
Yeah.
The first black senator happened like after Reconstruction.
And then we went a very long period of time without any.
Right? So that narrative is like the... Because we had to stop making the
racists feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, so that's a pacifier. Let's
give them their own state. For a community. They should be good.
I mean, if you look back in, civil rights history, yeah, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, and, you know, I could probably list down like 10 that I remember correctly that said... The enemy of the non-white, and I'm paraphrasing that word because it would be the Negro, is the, like, liberal white man.
Right.
A white person. So until we start addressing the things that actually are causing the problem, we're always going to have the same problems. And the only distraction we get is Will Smith smacking the shit out of Chris Rock.
It wasn't even a good slap. He
and then, my dude actually was, because I will say this:
was so sloppy. It's like he second guessed himself right before he did it.
Yo, he got all that cheek, and Chris Rock took it like a champ. So that's all I'm saying. Man. I don't want to talk about it too much because it's kind of like, those are my 2 points. Was he wrong? Yeah, it's questionable. Did Chris Rock fall? If Chris Rock would have fell, I'd be like, yeah, that's kind of messed up. But he like, sit up 2 feet. So mad respect to him. And then my dude got suspended from the Oscars for 10 years.
Yes.
Or banned from the Oscars.
He's not missing much.
Yeah. I don't even watch that crap. I don't even know when the Oscars are on.
What I wonder is, if he does a movie, can he be nominated for Oscar and just not be able to show up?
Yes, he cannot go, but he can still be nominated and can still win. He just can't attend for the next 10 years.
Jesus.
Weekend Update had the great joke that if they really wanted to punish him, they should have made him host it next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the best joke possible, because I don't know when the Oscars are ever on.
No, I don't give a
and
shit.
Their other joke was like when they made fun of themselves for actually hosting the Oscars. That was pretty
great.
Good.
Those guys are great. I mean, that's why we do our best to try and emulate them as much as we can sometimes.
I'm just here.
We're just not quite as funny as they are, so.
Yeah, Michael Che is hilarious.
Well, okay, to be fair, we don't have an entire room full of professional writers writing our content for us. We just have Joe.
That was a good one. No, you got me on that one.
Well, we've talked about a lot of stuff here, and
Moon Knight's great.
That's a completely different segment, Joe.
I know, I just want to say it.
No, he's right. Moon Knight's a good show, unless you're a like diehard comic fan or expected to see a second season of it.
Or Andre.
No, Andre liked it. He said he liked it,
but he's like, you're pretty, but that dress makes you look fat. That's the kind of energy I felt coming from Andre.
No, I think it was, you're pretty, but I'm not going to see you dressed up like this again anytime soon.
Now I'm depressed.
You're trying to impress me, aren't you? That's pretty spot on.
I mean, I have my moments every once in a while.
Yeah, Greg, you only got one Louis dress.
Yeah. I've seen you wear that 3 times now.
Low key, you're calling me petty. I'm not subscribing to that.
Get into that savings account. Buy more dresses. That's a lesson to
Yeah.
Yep. I'm heading to the store right now.
So anyway, because they're on some weird shit. We're super glad you joined us. We are. You can always find more content on ChrisAndreShow.com. Yeah, I almost messed it
up.
I'll
spoil movies for Andre on there in case you were wondering.
If you're looking for, actually, you're right. Because what was that one movie I was going to watch?
The Contractor.
The Contractor. Completely ruined that for me.
That was garbage.
All the social medias, for the most part, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
We might be on Be Real sometime soon. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. We might be, yeah. Just look us up at Chris and Andre. Yeah. Wherever you're getting a podcast at where you can listen to us, if you're looking at us,
taken away.
Obviously, find us on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button.
Yeah, no, I'm
hit the subscribe button, the like button, the notification button. We really do appreciate it. We're trying to grow a community. We want to make content. I hate that word for some reason. We want to talk about things that you want to talk about. So definitely.
Why not say we want to scratch the records you want to hear?
There we go. Ooh. Subscribe, like, hit notification buttons. We will eventually be moving to a new platform on the audios.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably by 2023, because Chris is he's killing it with the time management.
2027 at the earliest.
He's making babies and making podcasts.
I know, right? We got Fireside's like double fisting champ Joe.
Jesus
Joe.
Christ.
Yep.
Hanging out with
us. I don't know what this is. I
don't know what this is, but it's coming together quite nicely. And the new me is douchey. Douchey McDoucheton. I drive a Hummer. I have a black leather jacket. I go through divorce. And I put excellent content as Fireside Joe on TikTok. So please check me out there and join my insane party. I have 3 clowns that follow me, and I love them. They're excellent people, and they drive the narrative pretty well. So
all of that just said, and he voted against the bro culture.
I'm anti-bro culture.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bro. And we've got my dude Chris over here. He's pretty much
rocking the shirt.
He's the creative guy on the team. I have no creativity. I am a closet geek. Yeah. I like Chris.
Those yes carry a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Really, kicking the energy up a notch here, Andre, at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I've had a really, it's only Tuesday, and I'm like really kind of meh.
Yeah, it's because Moon Knight's not out yet. The next episode is going to wake you up.
I don't I've been trying to watch this show at, In From the Cold so on close, Netflix. Joe.
We're so close to being
In
good.
From the in.
Why do you guys want to leave? This is great.
Anyway, I'm Andre.
I'm Chris.
I'm Chris and Asshole. We'll talk to you next time.